We're glad that you're joining us on this Sunday morning. God bless you. Brother Freedom's happy because the Holy Ghost's been speaking to him and he's ready to go. And we're just praising the Lord. We're going to have Micah come and read some scripture. And Micah, if you'll pray for the service.
This is the fourth chapter of James. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother, speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Father, thank you for this wonderful day. We love you, Lord. We welcome you into this place. It's your presence that we seek, Lord, and your love. Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor, and we pray for your mighty anointing on this service today, Lord, and on Brother Freedom as you're already touching him. Lord, open up the way for your words to pour through him and to reach out to every listener. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just praise you. We thank you, wonderful Lord. I thank you that you're so special. You're always there. Father, let us be obedient to you. Let us learn to seek you. Let us learn to stay in thy presence. Let us know and remember that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And you understand us. You understand us and know more about us than we do ourselves. That's why we can go to you and we're not misguided. We're not misdirected. That another human tried to direct us, they would guide us. Even they tried to help us, but then they'll go wrong. Because only you understand us and only you know us. And Father, we just praise you. We appreciate you so very much. We thank you for Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what Jesus done. Oh, on that cross, he made it possible that we could live, that our sins could be forgiven, that we could have a new life, a new hope, a new direction, a new calling, a new strength, a new power. And Father, I thank you for the witness that Jesus said, is needful for him. He went away. For he went away, he would send forth the Comforter. And Father, I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost is so real. He walks by our side. Father, he helps us in all ways. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. There's so many people, the biggies, that are ashamed of the Holy Ghost. They don't want to be associated with it. I've come out of church. If you come to our church, you're going to not say those things. No. I says, wait, you're blaspheming. Oh, no, we're not even. We're Christians. I says, no, you're not. I said, you don't have to worry. I said, I'm going. So I've done a lot of separating in my life because I wouldn't be partakers with it. And the Bible tells me we have to come out from among it. God wants to seek him only. And that's what this day is about, that we might walk closely with the Lord. Now, if you walk close to someone, if you follow someone through town or any place you go and you stay right on there, when they make a turn, you make a turn. When they go, you step right on them. That's what you do. In life, we pursue the one that can help us. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I need to seek the Lord in a very special way. Because if I don't seek Him, I'm the one that's going to be penalized. Now, out there in the world, you can just take this what it is, but you're going to be the one that's penalized. And I know only one being, the Holy Ghost, can help you to stay in center to do the will of God. No other. I've heard these Pentecostals and all these actually deny the Spirit of God. And that's blaspheming. There's no other thing for it. I've been a church board and said, we don't know if that part in our church. And I said, I'm not going to be like Daniel. I'm not going to take that into my spirit. And we have to learn to reject some things we hear. We don't have to openly say it because we're not here to offend people. We're here to do the will of God. I had something happen this week that blew me about away. It was the Spirit of God, and I couldn't think it happened in the gym. This lady came up and says, you know what? I got to tell you something. The same time she said this, the Spirit of God just came all over me. And I mean, it's hard to handle myself because she says, you've got a smile that I've never seen nobody have. She says, you've got something special. And it just caught me off guard. I didn't know what to say. I mean, I couldn't, the presence of God was just there. But that's what we are. I'm just saying, maybe God had a reason, but I think it's all the time. He puts a special shine in your life that no one else has. He puts his seal on you. You don't have to worry about the mark of the beast because our mark of the beast don't want nothing but you. You'll stay cleansed. You don't have to worry about that mark. Come and see the local. You got the glory in you. You got the Spirit of God. You got that strength. Oh, I've had a bad neck, but that neck's not going to bother me. Jesus is the answer. He'll take me through. Life has got us about valleys. And when you get up to my age, it has sort of the tires has got patches on it. They lump along, but I'm still making it. But see, that's the Holy Spirit doing that. He's going to help me with it. And I have to admit, up to about 4 years ago, nothing really bothered me. And the Lord says, I'll make you where you're going to have to feel like everybody else feels. I see why people didn't like me because I was too forward. In this world, there's a lot of stuff that's not God. And we got to learn how to handle ourselves in God. It means we have to decrease a long ways to be able to connect to Him. You're not fellowshipping with Him, but you're living with them. And that living with Him, you're always letting your light shine. I was thinking about coming here this morning. I'm not saying it's bright, but I can just hear people tell you exactly where they are in the Lord. And then the enemy, I can tell that too. That's what the spirit of discernment's about. Person say, well, they're right with God, but if you're out here and you're speaking a bunch of false things, that's not by God. Out of our mouth comes life or death. And we as God's people, we need to speak life. We need to speak hope. Because without that hope, there is no way to get to heaven. We're living in a realm that had too much wickedness. And the only way you're going to find the way, it's darkness out there. Without spiritual light, you all you can see is darkness. But God gives you that supernatural that comes on only through Him. And you move as He moves before you. It's like the army trucks. World War II used to have a little indicator on the light that no one could see when they're driving and only the one behind them. So they could see that next, nobody else could detect. They didn't even have any lights on. But they didn't, they were actually driving in darkness. But the first vehicle had stayed up to the next vehicle all the way. The convoys would drive that way. And that's where we are. We have to walk cautiously in the sight of God. We cannot be prideful. We cannot be haughty, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We got to take on that power of God, able to submit to His will. That we'll submit to His will. I'm going to say that we'll submit to His will. It takes place as we yield to the Spirit of God. The Spirit that now works in the children of obedience. The children of disobedience do not have that same Spirit. The Spirit of God is a growing part of us. It grows as we grow. And that growth puts a supernatural strength of God in us for victory. We see great men, that I think they're men, A. Allen, Oral Roberts, and these people, that they were great men of God, and they are, I guess. But it's done by yielding to this. They all came, and James talks about it, we all come in that same way. We've got to remember that we all have to submit. It says, be patient therefore, brethren, in the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husband waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. God's, it's all about, is where we're going to be in, up the time of pickup time. You know, when you go to wait at a bus stop, you may get there an hour before the time comes because you want to get there right before you get your good seat. But it's 7 o'clock, and you get there at 6 o'clock. You're not going no place until that pickup time. And that pickup time, you may have to be there at that time to make the ride. And a lot of things that we do in this world, you say, well, there's no sense of it. No, there's going to be a pickup time. We need to be waiting. That should be our main priority, that pickup time. That should never leave my mind. And these things we need to keep in our mind. The Spirit moves through the Spirit, but our mind is something that we work with the Spirit. If we clash with the Spirit, then we know we're against the things of the Lord. When we work together, there's a bond, there's a blessing. But I've seen people that would literally contradict. It was just in them. They just could not, they weren't followers at all. And these kind of people, it's hard for them to submit to someone. It's hard for them to submit against the higher power, what we call the higher. But God's love is beyond anything that we can imagine. It says that he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, him will I trust. And that's what we have to learn as basics. It's nice to have the Spirit move, but we need to learn the basics, how to serve God. We must shun from the very appearance of evil. If there's an evil desire, then you get away from it. Don't even, lust has a great drawing power. It has a way of changing that heart in just seconds, in split seconds. So many times we have to learn to protect ourselves, not be there where it can get us. Because it's so powerful, a lot of times it brings us down to our knees. It does a blow that almost takes you out. A lot of times it takes a lot of praying through, and sometimes it hurts other people because of it. And all these things are things that happened. Adam and Eve, when they first appeared to them, they could not take the apple. It was forbidden for them to take. And how the enemy come to Eve and kept bringing her down, says, oh, you're going to be okay. She says, if I take this, we're going to die. He said, no, God knows you're going to live. He lies. And he lies to each one of us. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. He'll tell you, you're not going to be free indeed. But you've got to come against that one, because he knows all about you. He knows all about me. When there's a person that's bound, I remember several years ago, there was a bad spirit there. The pastor would generally say, everybody's not where they are with God, get out. Because those things are bad. We don't see that much more because there's not much of it. I mean, we let them both come together and they mingle in the church and they're just there. It used to be, if something was bad, and you left. It's a place that we have to realize that these are souls going out in eternity. We're all going either up or down. And it takes one passport for all of us. It's all the same to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. What a wonderful blessing. What a wonderful strength. What a wonderful purpose. But we need to remember, we need to search for God. We need to come close to him. And like he told me yesterday, he says, why people can't hear from me is because they're not close enough. We all need to keep drawing closer to the Lord. because of the resistance of life itself as a way of our experience cooling off. That's why the book of Revelation talks about lukewarmness. Now, I would say the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, is lukewarm and sometimes cold. But God said He'd rather have it cold as lukewarm. See, when you take lukewarm and anything, it's opposites. It's cold, hot, mixed together. When a gas tank is half full and half empty, it's half. It's half full and half empty. They're opposites. And God wants us to have a singular. So an opposite don't work with God. It's either hot or cold. And being hot with God, it means really having the glory. The experience of God, the precious love of God, the ignition of God's glory. And when God, through the Holy Spirit, starts showing you things that just touches your heart so great, God's glory is great, it's magnificent. But the bottom line is, do we want to pay the price? Now, God's already paid the price that we can obtain eternal life. That's been paid in full. So it's up to us whether we want to pay the price. Do I want to yield to that, or do I want my own way? Our own way takes us away. Our own way is my thinking. Really, we got to say, Lord, I just take me over, totally, submitting. So I don't have to worry about even actually thinking. I think about a lot of things, but I don't have to think about worrying about what's going to happen. I don't have to worry about how everything's going to... I don't have to worry about the sun coming up. I don't have to even worry about being taken care of, because God is going to take care of us. He says He takes care of the flower, so much He more take care of you. He takes care of the sparrow. He's going to take care of us. His eyes are on these things. But bring it down to right now, we are living in a different time zone than we've ever lived before. We're living in a time when earth is a place of a great fulfillment of whatever is going to happen at the latter days. In all things, there's a starting and an ending. And God gave this earth for a certain time. And I believe that time is closely to be exhausted to the end days. Jesus plainly says, when you see these days come to pass, look up, your redemption draweth nigh. And after He gives them that, then He says, it's also you need to be ready. Just don't see they're coming, but be ready for that day. Now, we can see the day, but are we ready for the day? Yeah, there is. Yeah, but you're not hearing it right. You're not doing it. You're not living it. God wants us to prepare for that. Preparation is doing all the work that takes place to be ready. Make sure I got a good bath. I'm going to make sure I've got enough clothing. I got to make sure I got enough things with me to carry me through. That's the natural. But that's what we do. We prepare to go to hunting trips. We prepare to go on a vacation. We prepare to go on even overnight. We prepare. But this trip that we're going to be taking, when it's over with, everything is going to be canceled out. It's going to be hard on the mind for a lot of people. Because you're going to have that same mind that you have right now. And you're going to say, wish I'd have changed. Oh, if I just take another Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man fared sumptuously. He had everything that he could obtain. He had all the mindset, everything that he wanted. He had all the cars. He had all the luxury things that come in life. He probably had all the bad things that come in life too, but he thought they're good. But I mean, he had all of those wicked things. You know, and it has pleasures for a season. All things have pleasures for a season. I mean, they don't last. All those pleasures will fade away as your body gets older. It can't even allow any because you'll have a heart attack. This works to work in conjunction with the things of God. Now, if you stay with the Spirit of God, you're going to live longer. He says He'll keep you in that ladder. He'll give you extended life. 91st Psalms. It happens because you're living right. You take a poll of 100 people, how many abstain from alcohol? Probably not very many. But you know, and doctors know, and everybody knows, it's got penalties on drinking alcohol. You don't handle yourself well, and at the end of your life, you're slipping out in a place that sometimes your brain don't even work right. Now, I'm saying these things, but it parallels with a life. We understand how alcohol That's the body. But we need to seek the Lord. He built this body. And when I worked for Caterpillar, you didn't ask a Ford Garage auto mechanic how to work on a cat. And that's the way we are. If you want long life, seek the Lord. He's your answer. He'll help you. He'll direct you. He'll cause you to walk close to Him. You can be by His side. He'll direct you. He'll protect you. His eyes are on the righteous, His ears open to cry. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. Wonderful promises that God's give us, that we can live in His calling. We can live under His shadow. Great peace have they that love God. Great peace have they that love God. God gives us great peace. He gives us great strength. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. But this is all happening in a shepherd and a sheep. Bible says there's many voices out there. There's only one shepherd. We got to listen. The sheep have to be close enough to the shepherd. That's what they put bells on sheep. The shepherd knows where they are. And there's parables when they went out in the 90 and the 100 for the lost sheep. But sheep have that in them. And that's why God calls us sheep. We have no leadership of ourselves. We get in leadership of ourselves, then we come against what God made out of us. He made us as followers. And our follower, we follow the will of God. But see, the enemy gets in the picture. You can get to the Lord and you accept Him as your Lord and Savior. If the first thing, if He can deceive you when you're first saved, He's got you for life. It has to be some growth. Has to be. And growth comes by working at it. By searching for it. By accepting it. Believing in it. Without faith, that's believing, it's impossible to please God. For He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. Him that diligently. That means putting my whole, everything up here, down to here, my whole being to Him. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or the way of the sinners, or sin in the seat of the scornful. Blessed is that man that walks not. When we get out here walking in the ungodly, God sees it. They're away from me. They don't really love me. They're out here living with, they're patternizing the other one. And patternizing is like you had two grocery stores, and one was your wife's grocery store, and the other was Timbuktu. You sure wouldn't go out here and patternize that other grocery store when your wife had a grocery store. No man should do that. No man should do, we should the same way, we should patternize anything only what God has. I use that example because you're going to be in trouble when you get home, and it should be. The woman, that's what they should do. Yes, you cannot do that. I cannot do that because I'm going to get in trouble. But God can see you everything you do. He knows. I didn't know this the other day. When this all took place, that's when I drowned him. That's when I could start hearing the Lord. I didn't even think about that until the Lord brought my attention. Something happened that time. My sheep know my voice. They count my call. And a stranger they do not know. What would happen if I hadn't listened? I know a girl. She'd be dead. I know a lot of people in the hospital would be dead. I can say that. I know 300 prisoners in jail would not have been saved. I'm just saying there's other things happen. But I know it takes that encounter with God to bring these things to existence, to be in birth. That you might be a vessel of praise. That you might be a vessel of honor. That you might live this worthy of all calling. That you might walk in His direction. It's not for myself, but it's from Him. He gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. It's the glory that we need. We'll live in His umbrella. An umbrella is very small, most of them. But we need to live under that. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we should say, Lord, He is my refuge. He's my fortress. In Him, my God, will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee the snare of the fowler. Under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler.
Thou shalt not be afraid by the terror of the night, nor the arrow that arriveth by day, nor the destruction that wasteth the noonday. 1,000 shall fall to thy side, 10,000 the right hand, but it shall not come nigh. You need this in your heart. We need to have the heart of God, the blessing of God, that God wants to uplift us and encourage us. Oh, praise ye the Lord. God bless you all. Pray that God will bless you this day. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And let's get as close under God's umbrella as we can. Thanks for joining us today. God bless you.